So hi everyone, this is Women's Group class number 6, June 6, 2017. John's calling this class Using Your Female Creativity for a Goal. And as always, I'll take you through a basic clearing, and it'll be a little abbreviated tonight to leave plenty of time for the channeling. So I'll go through all the chakras, but at chakra 2, I'm going to spend a little more time working with, playing with our perfect pictures. And just as a quick review, there are three phases or three kinds of perfect pictures that we work with. The first, and a very important point, is the ovary pictures in and around the ovaries. We do not explode ovary perfect pictures. We ground them. We use neutral earth energy to create a grounding cord into each of the ovaries to ground them in that way, or you can actually, after you female ground, you can ground into the your female grounded first chakra as well. So the reason why we don't explode ovary perfect pictures is they are directly linked to our hormonal balances and our instincts, so we ground them. The second kind of perfect picture are perfect pictures that we return to sender. They operate at a white light level, but which by nature are kind of unachievable. So they have good intentions, so we return them with appreciation to whomever. You don't have to know who they belong to, where they've come from, even what lifetime they come from. You just kind of intend that you're ready to release any of the perfect pictures that you are done with, basically, that you've assimilated the meaning and you're ready to release and allow yourself to come into current time with that. The way you do it is you simply, way I do it actually, there's probably numerous ways of doing it, I just intend that I kind of stamp the white light pictures, thank you, return to sender, and let them go. The third kind of perfect picture actually doesn't operate at a white light level. It's more, it's certainly in the astral plane, and it's more like shoulds, have tos, and oughts, our ideas about doing things perfectly, doing things well that are still invalidating. So we explode those. Those are our personal perfect pictures. We explode those, assimilate the meaning, and allow that experience to come into current time. So three different phases. Just play along if it's kind of new, and you'll get it over time. So let's take a few moments to establish a gentle, deep breathing. And say hello to your personal golden crown frequency. And then allow your awareness to rest in the center of your head, in the familiar way that we've been doing all these years. It's a straight astral function. And then say hello to the intention in the center of the head in the new way that we've been exploring with John. That is, that energy will have kind of a spiritual viscosity, not a actual fluid, kind of a spiritual viscosity, and it's composed of your soul energy, the Atman energy, the sun, the moon, the earth, the animal, vegetable, and mineral kingdoms, as well as cetacean energy and whale energy. Just continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly and allow yourself to rest in that center of the head energy space for a while. Now please observe your third chakras, upper and lower, front and back. Allow them to simply open, breathe, and flow. And let them vibrate more and more comfortably at your personal female energy level. and then release your current grounding cord. And as a clairvoyant practice, observe it fall away. And now, calling on neutral green earth energy, please establish your new grounding cord, just the cord. You may be calling on Mother Earth to send a cord up, or you may be working in the way that John introduced many years ago, where you let that ball of green earth energy build in your first chakra and then gently fall down and create a grounding cord all the way down to the earth loving center. Remember, the grounding cord is at this level, at the astral level, it's about 4,000 miles. So you want to make sure you just kind of get out of your own way and let that happen. And then after you've established your grounding cord, please slowly, patiently, one element at a time, ground your uterus. Left ovary, right ovary. Remember, when you're female grounding, you're female grounding these spaces regardless of any surgeries you might have had. Sciatic nerves, one from the left hip, one from the right. And then that female creative space out in front of your belly. And just relax in your female grounding for a few moments. And please again observe your third chakras, upper and lower front and back, and using any of your various tools, make any adjustments that seem relevant at this time. And again, please allow your grounding cord to simply fall away. And as a practice, you may observe that. And then again, calling on neutral green earth energy, please establish your new grounding cord. And then female ground, patiently, one element at a time. And once established, just relax into your female grounding for a few moments. And then once again, please observe your third chakras, upper and lower, front and back. Kind of refresh that space, making any further adjustments to balance your third chakras. And then once again, drop your grounding cord. And then calling on neutral green earth energy, please establish your new grounding cord. And then your female grounding, one element at a time. and then simply allow your female grounding to remain in place. Continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly, keeping a nice body awareness. Please create and destroy roses for any pictures that will have gotten lit up so far. Recycle the energy from your exploded pictures back into your crown, back into current time, and replenish. Please be aware now of your outer boundary, and there too make any adjustments that seem relevant at this time. Checking the balance of your physical body within your auric space, and then the condition of the boundary, above and below, in front, behind, side to side. Continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly, moving now into our etheric perception for a bit. A little lower frequency, let's establish our etheric grounding. And you might say hello to the back sixth chakra if you're practicing that aspect of your etheric perception. Saying hello to your etheric feet chakras and your etheric roots, and they may reach down anywhere from 10, 15, or 20 feet. And that exquisite red earth energy, red earth prana. And like water moving up through the roots of a tree, just observe or allow that red earth prana to rise up through your etheric feet chakras. Kind of gently shimmers into the ankles, shins, knees, and thighs. And continues shimmering upward, kind of permeating all the chakras in succession. Shimmers out into every cell in your body, all the organs, all the systems. And then shimmers flowing effortlessly out through your health rays, all around your body, above and below, in front and behind, just gently shimmering. And then please comb out the health rays, above, below, in front, behind, to your right, and to your left, and rest in that energy. And staying in the etheric and staying with the red earth prana, let's take a moment to deepen our hello to our entire female reproductive tract. Remember again that this is regardless of any surgeries you may have had. And allow that red earth prana to gently shimmer up through and permeate throughout the perineum. Your vulva. Vagina, cervix, uterus, fallopian tubes, ovaries, your entire female reproductive tract. Let that just shimmer in those spaces and flow out throughout your health rays in those regions. And again, resting in that vitality with a very gentle touch, comb out the health rays in this area. continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly. Now moving back into your astral awareness, a little higher frequency, the range of your personal aura. Allow your awareness to rest now in the center of your head. And explode pictures for your feet and legs. And replenish. Hands and arms. Replenish, and while we're here, nurturing circuits, upper and lower flows. And replenish. Continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly, nice playful crown. Saying hello now to your first chakra and first layer. Please explode roses for your first chakra and first layer. And replenish. And as you affirm your first chakra, please let it rest about 10% open for the evening. Now please explode roses for your second chakra and second layer. And replenish. And now we'll take a few extra moments to work with our perfect pictures. And again, we'll do this in three parts. Using neutral green earth energy, please ground your ovaries. Remember, this is to a space maybe a half inch to an inch around the ovaries to include all your perfect pictures there. Reminder, our ovary perfect pictures are part of our instinctual programming, part of our biological hormonal system, so we ground them. And now the second phase of perfect pictures, returning the white light pictures back to whomever. Please intend to send back any perfect pictures, of course, that are not yours. They may be your mother's, your mother-in-law's, the teacher's. It may have come through your personal family. It may have come through your spouse's line. You don't necessarily need to know who they belong to. You just simply allow them to return. And I like to be playful with it. I kind of stamp them, thank you. I've learned everything I can from these. Return to sender. Let them go. Now, some of you may be noticing that you're feeling that. It's really kind of shifting your balance. So a reminder that you can always replenish when you find that the energies are moving quickly or things are bumping around. Take time to attend to that by replenishing and saying hello to your female grounding in a nice, comfortable third chakra flow. Continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly and saying hello to the third phase of perfect pictures, and that is where we explode our secondary perfect pictures, which would be our personal perfect pictures that are not ovary pictures, they're not white light levels, they operate basically as shoulds, have tos, and oughts, and they'll be scattered throughout the rest of our aura. So let's take a few moments to simply explode our personal perfect pictures. reminder that the second chakra is one of the generators of our shoulds, have to's, and oughts. So there'll be a lot of pictures in those spaces, but they will be scattered throughout the entire aura, through all the different chakras. Continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly. And again, replenish your second chakra all the way out to the boundary of your second layer. And then as you affirm your second chakra space, please let it rest at about 10% for the evening, or the morning, or the afternoon, whenever you happen to be listening to this. And since we really did trigger lots of pictures, let's go ahead and take the time now to recycle the energy from our exploded pictures back into our current, back in the current time. Let those energies find their own balance. And take a moment to say hello to your grounding cord and see that you are giving your grounding cord permission to simply vent off, release any excess energies that are not yours, that you're also ready to release. Mother Earth will be more than happy to recycle those energies to whomever. Very nice. Now one more time, replenish the second chakra, second layer. Say hello to your third chakra, upper and lower, front and back. And also say hello to your grounding, your female grounding. Let's go ahead and release our female grounding and go ahead and recreate it on your own with a nice, neutral, new, fresh grounding cord. And each element of your female groundedness into your grounded first chakra. Very nice. So continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly. And now from the center of your head, please say hello to and explode roses for your third chakra and third layer. And replenish. And as you affirm your third chakra spaces, just simply allow them to rest as open as feels comfortable. Continuing to breathe gently and deeply into your belly, keeping with a nice body awareness, staying awake. From the center of your head, please say hello to your fourth chakra and fourth layer and explode roses in those spaces. And let's go ahead and we'll just do fourth chakra, fourth layer. And now fold in the nurturing circuits, upper and lower nurturing circuits. And replenish. Now just let all the nurturing circuits kind of rest and find their own balance and flow. Continue to breathe gently, deeply into your belly. And as you affirm your fourth chakra space, let that also rest as open as feels comfortable. And I do mean rest. The heart chakra, the fourth chakra, is rarely at rest. Continue to breathe gently and deeply into your belly. Please explode roses for your fifth chakra and fifth layer, including your telepathics. And replenish. And as you affirm your fifth chakra, let it rest as open as feels comfortable. Now please explode roses for your sixth chakra and the sixth layer, that whole complex. And replenish. And now exploding roses for your seventh chakra and your seventh layer. And replenish. I may have forgotten to say to just simply leave your sixth chakra as open as feels comfortable. I think most of you know to do that anyway. And now for the crown, maybe let it rest at about 75% open for the evening. One more time, please release your current grounding and recreate your female grounding one element at a time. Nice, comfortable female third chakra, upper and lower front and back. Playful crown. Saying hello to the outer boundary of your aura. If you'd like, you might stand up and stretch, reverse polarities. And I'll turn it over to John. Thank you.